Well, hello guys, once again, and I've got another news item from the UK. Hey, my God, the UK is getting exciting. No, it isn't. The UK is basically a third world country, and has been like that for a very long time. A lot of the English people don't realise that. I guess they've never gone anywhere or lived anywhere else and worked anywhere else, and they don't know the difference. But most UK people work very hard all week, long hours, but they still can't afford lots of stuff. Sometimes can't even afford to heat their own house. But anyway, let's move on to this story. Now, as we know us real men, that the Femons really have saturated the educational system. Men, not just in the UK, in the United States and other places as well. Men are hardly represented in the educational system anymore. There used to be a lot more of men, but they removed them and put Femons in. And that's why we're getting these crazy rules from the school boards. Because Femons don't actually live in reality, do they? They live in a little bubble they've created around themselves to protect themselves from reality. And because there's no men there to sort of bounce it off, who's got a logical brain, they come up with rules and regulations that will not work in the real world. But they work in their fantasy land, of course. And these rules and regulations are always said they're for something else, not for what they really are about, and that's control. They use the deflection yet again. But there's a school in the UK that has made rules that physical contact has been banned. No holding hands, no hugging, no bumping into each other in the hallways. Sorry, I made that one up. But you could see where this is going, can't you? And of course, this has come from a head teacher, which happens to be a Femon. So what are they going to do? Get other students to sort of enforce the rules or what? What about shaking hands? Is that banned too? And of course, the head teacher said she got a lot of good feedback from the parents. Probably one. Probably the other one said it was an absolutely ridiculous idea. But this won't be the only rule that will happen there. Maybe she should make the rule that everybody should stay at least 4 feet apart as well. As we know, actually, the educational system, not just in the UK, has gone absolutely woke. And of course, it's always for the safety of the children, but really, it's just control. And as we know, Femons are generally monkey see, monkey do. There'll be a lot of schools that will follow this lead, of course. And is this rule really another way of getting at boys who can be a little bit boisterous? I mean, why don't they just cut the middle person out and just ban masculinity altogether? Any Femons in positions of power are always biased. They're for Femons and against males. And you see this time and time again, don't you? Anyway, I'll put a link to the story down below. And of course, we all know where the rule came for these safe spaces for these snowflakes children at schools and universities. It came from a Femon's brain, of course. And it's taken the life out of schools and universities. They're dead places now. You can have an idea, but as long as it's the right one. They're turning the students into snowflakes who can't handle anything. In other words, they're making weak human beings, which will grow up to be weak adults. And I myself have yet to see anything that can stand up to onslaught of Femons together. They seem to be able to destroy anything and everything that they get into in greater numbers. Movies, entertainment, the school educational system, companies, even conglomerates. And that's not easy to say. Now, when the rugby union in Wales starts to go woke, then we know they pretty well covered everything.
Hello, Ivan. You just tackled me a bit hard there, laddie. I'm a bit bruised.
Really? Go. I'll put some cream on it for you. Oh, for a big man, you're nice, gentle touch to you.